Also today, the United States is mourning former CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite, who died in his New York home last night, aged 92. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels takes a closer look at the life of the journalist known as the most trusted man in America.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon.
Walter Cronkite's death came just days before the 40th anniversary of the first moon landing, an event the TV anchorman simultaneously covered on July 20, 1969. Cronkite was the face of the CBS Evening News from 1962 to 1981. Prior to that position, he served as anchor of the network's 15-minute late Sunday evening newscast, Up to the Minute, which followed the game show What's My Line, a show on which he appeared in 1956 and gave the world a glimpse of his more comical side.
Do you do your work in more or less ordinary clothes?
More or less ordinary.
And can you do most of your work without makeup?
I can't.
Affectionately known as Uncle Walter, he covered many of the important news events of the era.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
His stories range from the Vietnam War, Watergate, and the Iranian hostage crisis to the assassinations of U.S. President John F. Kennedy and civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Cronkite retired from the news program in 1981 and was replaced by Dan Rather, but he continued to be a prominent figure in the journalistic world. He became intimately involved with the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication and traveled to Arizona each year to personally give the Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Journalism to a media leader. He also campaigned against global warming and spoke out against the Iraq War. Cerebral vascular disease gripped the TV legend, who died on Friday at his Manhattan home surrounded by family. He is survived by his three children and four grandchildren. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.
And that's the way it is. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News, reporting from Washington.